for just a brief moment. I want to direct your attention to a text of Scripture. So many wonderful texts have been read tonight. So many wonderful songs have been sung, all pointing us in some way to the significance of Jesus' last day. Would you allow me a moment to reflect on Jesus' last words? In John 19:28, God's word says this. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill Scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. Jesus' last words were, "It is finished." What was finished? So many things. Let me just point out three. The serpent has finally been crushed. In Genesis 3:15, God promised that the serpent who deceived Adam and Eve, the serpent who wrought so much havoc in the world and in your life and in my life, the serpent who hates God and the serpent who hates God's people, this serpent will be defeated by the seed of the woman, yet at great cost to the seed of the woman. That is finished. Through death, Hebrews says, Jesus destroyed the one who has power over death. That is the devil. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the serpent was defeated. The time of shadows has come to an end. Think about redemptive history. How many bulls and lambs and goats have been slain? How many morning and evening sacrifices have been offered? How many days of atonement have gone by? How many Passover lambs have been sacrificed? All of these, beloved, pointed to a greater sacrifice, and in Jesus that sacrifice has come. The law has but a shadow of good things to come. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. But Christ offered for all time a single sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice, himself. And thus the shadows are gone. They're finished. The fog has lifted and a final sacrifice has come. And connected to this, and most significantly, the price for your sin has been paid. Let me just say that again. The price for your sin, every single one of your sins, every thought, every word, every deed, it's paid for. It's resolved. You owe nothing. It's completely over. There remains nothing more for you to do. You are no longer a debtor, save a debtor to mercy alone. You, beloved, if you are in Christ, are forgiven fully, finally, freely, truly forgiven. Because Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And every priest standing daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness for us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Could there be anything more glorious than this? What sin troubles your conscience, dear Christian? Let it trouble you no further. It is paid for. What does the enemy whisper in your ear, dear Christian? Let him trouble you no further. He is defeated. What work do you think you must do, friends? What penance do you think must be paid? What must you do in order to be acceptable by an almighty, all just, all powerful God? Nothing. Nothing. There is only one thing to do, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to pay the price for all the sins of all who would ever turn from their sin and trust in him, and to make them white as snow. There's nothing to do but rest. The Lord Jesus Christ, by his death, has saved you from death and given you life. That's what it means. It is finished. So, believer, lay your head on your pillow tonight and sleep well, because it is finished. Let me pray for us. Father in heaven, we thank you. We recognize that we praise you tonight because of the gift of your Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whosoever will believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We thank you, Father, for this plan. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your willing embrace of this plan and your humble incarnation. You, fully God, became fully man, totally God and totally man. Why? For us and for our salvation. In order to live and die and rise so that it could be finished. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.